And at the end of the day, the money is more of a side effect, kind of a bigger picture, which is building meaningful relationships with people that you can help and serve, right? And at the end of the day, that's really the goal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Joanne Kaminsky. Now, Joanne is an online tutor. She's a business coach, and she helps great teachers and tutors learn how to get students from all over the world so that they can make 4 to 5 figures a month. That's in income, just in case you're not in this arena. She has her own YouTube channel with 1.5 million views. So she's either done a heck of a lot of videos or she's really effective with her marketing. And she's also the author of How to Start an Online Tutoring Business. So she has actually one simple thing you can do to stay focused on your goals. So we're going to pick at that a little bit, but anything I missed there, Joanne, that you want to share with the world?
No, that is perfect. I love being able to share the things that I've learned with other people and be able to add value. And that's why I ended up reaching on out to you, because you have such a great podcast with great viewership and amazing stories to share to help people with reaching their goals.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's launch straight in. Ordinarily, I'd ask, you know, the questions, but I'm going to go back to the one thing that, you know, people can do to focus. So share a little bit more about, share a lot more about that. Go for it.
You got it. So I started off this year with this one simple goal. Now, it's simple because it's short. It's not actually easy, but it's kind of simple if you think about it, right? I just came up with one goal for myself. Instead of coming up with 5,000 different business goals that I could come up for my business, I came up with one. And then I dove down into it a little bit more strategically. So my goal is this year to be able to get on 100 podcasts. And when I started sharing this goal with other people, they're like, "What? Are you crazy? Like, you're never going to be able to do that." I'm like, "You might be right, but I'm going to give it a go anyways," right? And so first, it just started with the belief that, A, I could do it. And then from there, now it comes to the point of, what are the actions that I need to take in order to reach that simple goal? And so I have created for myself, there's these 4 large pieces of Post-it paper in my room next door. And on there, I have, what are things that are going to bring me closer to that goal? So I have to obviously reach out to other podcasters. I have to get them to say yes, schedule me. And then I actually have to do the podcast, right? And so it kind of goes through these stages of from start to finish. And it's something that I can easily keep track of. Now, here's the one simple thing, because creating the goal, it doesn't take a lot of time to create the goal, right? But it will take a lot of time, as we know, to finish that goal, right? Because it means that I have to be consistent. So here's the thing that I have made so super simple for myself. I have said to myself, all you have to do, instead of thinking about the 100 podcasts that you want to get on, all you have to do is take one Post-it note and move it every day. That's it. If you move one Post-it note every single day, it's going to bring you closer to that goal. And so it could be that I'm reaching out to somebody. It could be that we schedule a time. It could be that I did the podcast. Any of those actions counts as me actually getting closer to my goal. And so I think sometimes we complicate the heck out of things, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you can see my book, just Think Simple, Win Big. You just got
to love it. Yes.
Think simple. I like that. You know, there's the physicality of it. There's the physicality of moving the Post-it note. That in itself is progress for you psychologically. So you can see that you're actually moving towards your goal. It's a step that you can adopt. It's a simple step as well to be able to adopt. So you've got 365 days. You've got 100 podcasts. You've got one thing that you need to do each day. I'm guessing you don't leave it at that, right?
Right. It's a starting point. So here's the fun part about it, right? Because once you start going on it for the day, it's like, okay, I'm going to start listening to these podcasts, and I'm going to start listening to these podcasts. And it starts getting you to the point where you're like, you're taking your goal, but now you're like, well, how could I be of use or value over here for this one or over here for this one? It's really about like building those relationships. But I think the cool part is once you get started, sometimes you just keep going if you have the time, right? There's other times where maybe you only have 15 minutes and like reaching on out to a podcast might be all that you can do for that day, right? And that's cool. You took action on it. There might be a time where you take 3 weeks off, you totally have forgot, but because you have placed this in a strategic place where you have to see it, then you're reminded about your goal and you're thinking about to yourself, is this still a goal that I value? And if the answer is yes, you're going to start taking action on it again, which gets you going and going and going. So I have this like right outside of my office. So every time I walk through my office door, I see this. I cannot forget about it because it's so large and so big that I have to look at it and I have to reflect on it when I see it. And so I'm constantly like, then when I see it, I'm asking myself questions like, what did I do today? Did I do anything today? How did I network? How did I connect with people? How did I add value? Did I, you know, reach out? Did I listen? What were some of the steps that I did do so I can reflect and be honest with myself? Because I think it's really easy for us to kind of lie to ourselves about our goals, right? And be like, oh yeah, I'm taking action, but not actually have any physical proof that we're taking action. So this kind of validates, allows me to stay truthful to myself, and it allows me to evaluate as time goes on. And will I reach 100? At the end of the day, does the 100 even matter?
Well, no. I mean, no, because I mean, you're sharing this goal mm-hmm. and this methodology to however many listeners I have. I'm a little bit vain about, you know, the number of downloads that I've had, but I have no idea how many followers I have. I don't even know if there's any way of finding out. There probably is, but I'm not that concerned. But anyway, you've shared your idea with a number of people, however many there is, and that's going to have an effect on somebody somewhere. Because somebody will pick up the idea and go, oh, I like that one. That's a simple idea for me to move forward. And it doesn't have to be, you know, get on 100 podcasts. It could be,
right.
It could be anything, absolutely anything. Mm-hmm. Right, I like that. Break it down into like, well, they're seriously bite-sized chunks, which is mm-hmm. what they say is how you eat an elephant, isn't it? Bite-sized chunks.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
No, I like that. Okay, so we've got that. Now, I'd like to know, when you've got on 100 podcasts, right? So from sharing the one thing, because I mean, I'm guessing that the one thing that you shared was because mine was a goal-setting podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there must be other stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us a little bit more about that, because again, I think that's the secret purpose for you reaching out. So tell us a little bit more about your business and, you know, how you help people.
Absolutely. So I started off my business as an online reading tutor back in 2010, way before the pandemic. I was already online, already doing things because I had realized that driving house to house as a tutor is a terrible business model, and it doesn't allow you to really be able to have a large effect on the amount of students that you want to be able to help. And so I started off being an online reading tutor. And after the first 2 years of doing that, I decided, because of all of the roller coasters that I had gone through, I would help as well other tutors that wanted to get more students for their tutoring business from all over the world, or wanted to learn how to be able to teach online, would be able to join community with me and be able to learn how to do that. So we have created a fabulous community called the Ultimate Support Group for Online Tutors. We're on Facebook, and we also really guide people in the process of how do you start an online tutoring business. And so my big thing has been to really use the platforms that are out there to allow people to hear your voices. So whether that be blogging or videos or live streaming or podcasting, that you utilize those so that people can find you. I think the biggest problem as tutors and people who run their own businesses is that it's not that you're not good at what you do. It's that not enough people know that you do it.
Do you know what? I came off a goal setting half hour session that I offered to somebody. And she's right in this position. And I'm thinking, and you just nailed it there. It's like not enough people know what it is that she does. So I'm obviously going to direct her to this episode so that she can link in, and obviously, and we'll make sure that, you know, your stuff is in the show notes so that people can reach out, because I think there's a lot of online stuff going on. I think, you know, we all had quite a bit of time available to ourselves over the last couple of years. I don't know why. Just
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, let's not date the podcast by mentioning the pandemic. Oh, there he goes. Anyway, a lot of people want to do, you know, they feel inside that they've got stuff that they want to share and get out into the world. So, and people that have done it already, they're valuable in that respect. So I'm just in the process. I mean, I've got my podcast, the 85 episodes that we've done so far, and, you know, I've got a couple of books and stuff, but I want to help more people too. So obviously I'll have to be signing up for your newsletter and your freebies, because I'm sure there's some freebies, and then you'll lure me in for some stuff. This is what happens, folks. You need to understand, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The free stuff is there so that you can know, like, and trust the person that you're working with. Okay.
Right.
And that's its purpose, is so that you can know, like, and trust these people and the people that you're going to be dealing with online. So understand that also there's so much data out there that you've got to work with somebody whose philosophy matches yours, whose, you know, way about them matches yours. So you've got to kiss a few frogs. Now, Joanne, I'm not saying you're a frog, because you're clearly not, but, you know, you've got to get involved with different organizations, different people, see what feels right for you and that you gel with, and then stick with that person, I think, because it's very easy to, you know, jump from this course and jump to that course, and you spend, you know, $197 here and you know, $247 there, and there's no congruency on it. And that's the, you know, one of the reasons why I get so many coaches on, because I want people to see and experience the different types of people that are out there, so that maybe you can find somebody that, you know, you gel with.
So. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think too, like, there's different philosophies that you're going to agree with and other ones that you might not agree with so much. And I think that's really cool for people to really get to know that, you know, and over time, like, I'm all about organically growing your audience versus doing a lot of, like, the paid advertising, because I feel like through organic methods, I can build and develop those relationships a lot better than I can with the paid options. Also, the paid options, a lot of times, well, you'll watch your money just be kind of sucked dry, because if you don't understand marketing strategies and split testing and know what people are looking for that's going to grab their attention, you're likely not going to have success in those areas, and you're going to be disappointed by the results.
That's fair enough. And that's it in a nutshell in that respect. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you don't mind me just spending a few moments to tell you about my new book. I'm very excited. It's called Think Simple, Win Big: How to Build the Business of Your Dreams with a Few Simple Goals. And it's a rewrite of my original book, Goals Do Come True. And it's especially available for entrepreneurs, either new entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to get the fundamentals right with their business. So if you are interested in getting your hands on a copy, go to my website, www.dougbennett.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. So it's a big goal, right? Getting on 100 podcasts is a big goal. It's not a big, hairy, audacious goal, right? It's not a scary one, okay?
It could be for some people, but it's not for me.
That's a fair call. You called me out on that one, and that's a fair one. Okay. And also you said, you know, you just got the one goal, but, you know, behind the scenes, have you got a big, hairy, audacious goal that you're working on alongside this one? Or is it you're just working on the 100 podcasts? Tell me.
That's a really great question, because obviously my ultimate goal is to grow the community and be able to affect more people's lives, and obviously be able to create a business that, you know, is going to be self-sustaining one day and all of that great stuff. But I think that the big thing is being in the trenches, building relationships with people, being the best person that I possibly can. But the big, audacious, hairy goal is really to hit that 500,000 mark in a year for me. Like, I really, really love to be able to hit that $500,000 a year. And I'm halfway there. So, you know, that is a big, audacious goal. I don't have a big team or big staff that's working for me. And I don't think it's necessary in order to do that for the stage of where I'm at. But I think that would be the big audacious goal for me. And I think, you know, it's funny because when I first got started with tutoring, I just wanted to replace my income. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I could even like think of making $500,000 in a year or even $1 million a year is huge.
And that's the thing. But you broke your teeth, cut your teeth, if you like, on just replacing your income to start with. And I'm guessing when you started this, your income wasn't $120,000 a year, was it?
Oh, hell no. I was a teacher, so.
And this is the other thing. This is the other thing, I think, that people, you know, it's like, because it's bandied about there. It's the 10K months. You know, everybody needs to get a 10K month. And that's where everybody's targeting. You know, it's targeted on all of the stuff that tries to get a 10K month. But very often, right? If you can do 4K in a month consistently, that's good enough to start with. Or even half of your income on a month-by-month basis is, you know, that tells you that that you've got something that people are prepared to pay for. That could be your starting point, certainly if you're starting out. And that's my premise, because, you know, there's a lot of people, a bit like you, but you did it all, you know, 10 years ago, well, 12 years ago now. You start something alongside the peace of mind and security that you have for your main job. And you know, you want to pivot, the favorite word at the moment, all right, or for the last year, pivot into this, you know, self-employed arena where there's more risk, more reward. And that's the only reason that we do it, folks. We don't trade, you know, our 40 hours a week for 80 hours a week, right? Just for the same pay. No. We don't do it for the same pay. You know, there's got to be a reward in it, right? So do you, well, I know obviously you write them down on the post-it notes, but for your other goals, do you write it down?
Or do you,
I
do not.
In an app? What do you do?
You're going to like it.
I really don't mind. Look, you know, hey, if it works, right? If you're going to hit the half a million.
It's my big why. So it's really my big why. So I don't really have to write it down to remind myself what it is. Right. I just know what it is. And am I taking actions that's going to get me to that goal? Right. And at the end of the day, the money is more of a side effect, kind of a bigger picture, which is building meaningful relationships with people that you can help and serve, right? And at the end of the day, that's really the goal. I got to read today this one email from somebody who had taken one of my courses a year ago, right? So it was during the pandemic. She was one of those people that when she had gotten started, she didn't have that many students to begin with. She almost got to the end of my program without getting any students. And she wrote, this is 1 year after Jumpstart. I hope you're doing amazing. I happened to look back at my calendar and realized that almost exactly 1 year ago, I was graduating from Jumpstart. It feels like so much longer. It made me realize how far I've come in that 1 year. And I wanted to share that with you. The reason I joined Jumpstart was because my tutoring schedule dropped to only 2 students a week because of COVID. And after a lot of hard working Jumpstart, I increased my weekly students by 8 hours. I was thrilled, but I also knew it would be short-lived since those 8 new hours were all grade 12 students who would be graduating in a month, leaving me back to square one. And I decided to take the summer off with the exception of my 2 younger students. I upped my rates just in case and planned to advertise again at the beginning of the following school year. But then plans changed. I wouldn't be back home until early fall. I accept that missing the start of the school year meant it would be impossible to get new students. So I would have to borrow from my retirement fund if I had to. Boy, was I wrong. All the groundwork I did in Jumpstart continued to pay off. I did no advertising, none. I didn't contact any previous parents. I didn't make a single call to any school teacher or guidance counselor, not a single Facebook post and not one flyer. Yet the most amazing thing happened. The phone started ringing. Emails started coming. Facebook messages were dinging. I was getting messages on Nextdoor, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Parents of former students were referring me. Tutors from Jumpstart were referring me. People were finding me on Google My Business. Others found Facebook posts I made a year ago. Just wow. Fast forward to present day, I'm fully booked. I have a regular 23 hours per week booked, and my students often ask for extra sessions. I've created a regular work schedule from Sunday to Thursday with Friday and Saturday off. Oh yeah, all this is happening on higher rates too. To think I used to charge $50 to tutor in-home, spending up to an hour unpaid commuting in between each student, double the hours, half the pay, I raised my rates to Canadian $85, which is US $75. And last I checked, my income was over $5,000 a month, exactly matching my old corporate salary. I even paid off my condo, and I'm still in shock. What a difference a year can make. And Joanne, thank you so much for helping me get there.
There we go. And that actually,
and I think that's what it's about, right?
Yeah. It gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? When you get something like that, you know, and you get emotional about it because you're making a difference to people's lives. Yeah. And when it gets to that stage, but you put the groundwork in. You've put the groundwork in. You know, you've been doing this for 12 years. And yeah. Everybody out there thinks, oh, this is a get rich quick. No, it doesn't happen like that. No, it's get rich slow.
You always tell people it's planting. So I'm planting seeds, right? And we don't plant, we don't sow and reap in the same season. So in the beginning, when you're just getting started, you're doing a lot of planting, but you're not doing a lot of reaping. And that can be frustrating when you're in that position, right? But it's kind of like the compound effect. You know, the more that you keep doing it, the more consistent you are, the more inevitable your success is going to be. There's an inevitability. Like if I keep taking actions and I'm taking the right actions, it is inevitable that the amount of people that I want to get to know who I am is going to happen. And that all is going to fall into place. All I have to do is I have to keep taking action. That's why moving the post-it note is so simple, right? It's just, it's this mental game and it's a physical game and it puts your whole self on into it where you're like, okay, this is really important to me. This is the goal that I'm setting. Why am I setting it? I'm setting it because I want to help more people just like Dory that I mentioned before. I want to be able to get on out there, but people will not be able to know who I am if I don't put myself out there. I have to do certain things so they can see that. And when we do that, amazing things happen. It's inevitable.
Absolutely right. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well delivered as well. Thank you.
Aw, thanks.
So let's think about the Joanne nugget. All right. So it's got to be goal setting orientated. You can't have mentioned it already. Okay. So, because that's cheating. But what does the world need to know, according to Joanne Kaminsky, about goal setting? What's a golden nugget?
Tell people what you're doing. It builds accountability. So even me, like reaching out to you and telling you what my goal was, is reaching out to other people to hold me accountable. Telling my community, hey, here's my goal. Allowing me to motivate them to work on a big, hairy goal, right, for them, or a big, scary goal for them. What is that going to be? What would that look like? Maybe it's to get 100 students, right? What actions are they taking so they can get those students? But if you tell other people, you're going to not only hold yourself more accountable to it, but they're going to remind you as well about your goal and ask you about your goal. And it's going to be pretty embarrassing if you have nothing to share, right? It's going to be like, nobody wants to be in that place. So it's going to almost like force you to take action, even when you don't want to take action. Because there are certainly days when you are not going to want to take action today. And you're going to have to do something in order to make it happen. And it's not like some of these ideas are really difficult to put into place. No. But sometimes it can be scary to share our goal with other people.
That's so true. And very, very good. I'm going to ask you, how many are you up to out of your
I knew you're going to ask me.
You knew.
I knew you're going to ask me. I knew. I'm at 14, but you have to understand compound effect, right?
Yes.
Oh, so
How far into the year are we? When did you start this?
It's only the fifth month, right? So January.
Yes. Yeah. There is the compounding effect on things, and things will accelerate for you. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, yeah. That's good. So 14.
Yeah. It's great. And there's more that are scheduled already that are on the books to be scheduled. And there's lots more reaching out that I have the opportunity to do. I love being part of different like collaborations and different things like that as well. And you never know who's going to hear a podcast who's like, oh, I'd love to have her as a guest on my podcast. So, you know, that's kind of part of that compound effect as well. Things look like they're moving slowly. And then all of a sudden, boom, that's when they happen. So it could be, it might be November, January, all of a sudden, like every single day, I'm booked on a podcast, right? Yeah. And then I hit that 100 by the end of the year.
Yeah. And it's not going to be the worst thing in the whole wide world if you get to 95.
It really isn't, is it?
You know.
Who would be upset with that?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But certainly, you know, at the beginning of the year, if you didn't have 100 as a goal, there's no way that you would ever get. Although we know that failure is not an option, right?
Failure is not an option, no. Although it is okay to fail and learn.
Yes. Yes.
It is okay, because that's how we learn, isn't it? Like we learn by we take a few steps forward and then we kind of fall down and then we're like, okay, well, why did I fall? Okay, maybe I fell because of this, this, or this. Okay, so if I fell because I saw a pebble, then next time maybe I need to look down so I can see if there are pebbles there that are in my way that might trip me up, right? It's all a learning process. And so the more that I allow myself to be open to falling,
yep.
Failing. I mean, there really is no failure because if I'm choosing to learn from it, then there's going to be something that I have to gain from it.
Yes. But fail just means your first attempt in learning. Mm-hmm. That's what it stands for. First attempt in learning. So there's no such thing as failure, folks. Joe, it's been an absolute blast having you on the show. I'm so pleased that I managed to be one of your 100, because obviously you'll get the bug. Once you've got to 100, right, it's going to be ingrained. You're going to have a process nailed down completely, because that's the other thing. When you do things consistently, you get better at it. And that's another reason why you need to keep doing it. So by the time you get to 100 episodes, you'll have it nailed down, and then you'll be doing 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six a week, you know, and by the end of next year, who knows how many you'll have been on?
Who knows? It's so fun, too, because when you tell people your goal, guess what they want to do? They want to help you.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that simple?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Actually, most of the time, if you share your goal, yeah, I think there's only really 6 or 7 horrible people in the world. Right. They move around a lot, so you bump into them from time to time. But most people are pretty cool. You know, you might get on a bad day and, you know, you don't know what's going on in their lives. But most people, if you share, they'll help you out. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a look through my list of people that I've had on as guests on my podcast that have already had or have a podcast, I'll put you forward. So that'll accelerate the process too, won't it?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I think tears are going to come to my eyes now.
No. It's just because it's warm. It's just because it's warm, you know. It's warm. It's, you know.
It's warm.
Yeah. You're glowing because that's what
that's right.
Horses sweat, men perspire, women glow. That's what they say.
Oh my gosh, my dad used to say that all the time.
Oh, I'm not sure I want to hear that your dad used to say that all the time.
No, right? But it's so precious. He's no longer here.
Yeah,
he's no longer here. So it's in an endearing and precious way.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that. I'll accept that. So, Joanne, thank you very much for joining me. And we'll make sure that all your stuff is contained in the show notes. And we'll send you a little pack out when the time comes so that you can share with your network. And, you know, obviously that will get the goal out and you'll knock it out of the park. No problem at all.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.